10 employees were recently fired at the Zablocki VA Medical Center in Milwaukee. They were among probationary federal workers around the country who lost their jobs as the Trump administration looks to slash the size of the federal workforce. Reports surfaced last week about the possibility of more cuts coming to the Department of Veterans Affairs. Rushel Snyder says he's worked as a carpenter at Zablocki for over 40 years.
We see administrations come and go, but what we're facing right now is different. The uncertainty, the lack of transparency, and these damaging cuts are a serious threat to our veterans' care and our workforce ability to continue providing that care.
Nearly 11,000 federal employees work for the VA in Wisconsin. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.